Wasn't really prepared for that one. Welcome to the Mental Mobility Podcast, episode number 130. Oh my God. I want to say three. It's either 33 or 32. I don't know. And we're going to talk about what the headlines is. First off, if you look at the banner, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for supporting the art. Thank you for supporting creativity. Thank you for supporting what it is people have to speak about or talk about here on this platform. And I do want to appreciate that. I'm going to turn that off real quick. My name is Pete Isip. If you guys don't know that and are new to the channel, I talk about mental health, physical health, and the correlation behind it. Obviously, I'm a personal trainer. I'm a fitness expert. I'm definitely going to call myself an expert because I fucking am, honestly. And I'm an expert in how it feels to be bipolar, how it feels to have mental illness, how it feels to cope with it. So the reason I say I'm an expert is because I live it. And I feel like if you live it and you practice it and you try to cope with it, you are automatically an expert. Am I a PhD certified anything? Absolutely not. So if you want a doctor, I'm not the fucking guy to talk to, first off. But if you just want to hear stories and experiences and kind of understand what it is that I've used in my time to kind of learn my lessons, well then, I'm glad you guys came out today. The topic is I quit being nice for my mental health. I talked about it yesterday in yesterday's live is, you know, I give. And if you are like me, and usually are, right? Usually people with some high emotional issues are givers, right? They care, they give, but they always look for that reciprocity back and it's not there, right? That's our own fault, right? We should never look for the reciprocity back. We just give. But some people do. Or at some point, feel like they deserve some type of reciprocity. But I give without any form of wanting anything back. And I give a lot of energy and effort and hard work. And I give to people. And currently, I gave a lot of myself to, I guess you can say, a job that I've taken on here a couple months ago, probably April. In April, and I loved it, 100% loved it. You know, it was a great start. It was a great new restaurant concept with cool new people that I've met and built some great relationships here with in just a couple months. You know, people that I know I can pretty much count on. And it went to the point of like, I work my ass off, like my ass off. And when I do that, I also do extra, right? I'm an extra worker. I give, Nat just fucked up the podcast, by the way. Natalie, my wife just came in really fast. But the reason I say I quit being nice is because I would do things like show up to work, right? And do everything I can to make it better, because there's a lot of changes happening. If you haven't listened to the podcast prior, there's a lot of changes happening and people have been let go, people being fired, people that have like developed me as a bartender, bar back, a server, whatever it is you want to say in the food industry, they were let go. So right now there's no one, and for months haven't had anyone to lead us anymore. So it's just like you're going into work. And for me, that's not something I want to do. I don't go to places just to fucking work, right? I go there to learn. I go there to create. I go there to give all that I can. But if there's no direction on which way I'm going to go, or it's just miscommunication all the time, or it's just, I don't know the word, maybe unreliability, something like that, it's just tough to care anymore. You know, and I was being nice by letting it go, letting things slide. It'll get better. Things will get better. We kind of say those things when we get into like relationships too, right? Like, I can change this. I can change this situation. It's going to get better. I'm just going to do everything I can. And I'm going to work everything I can. And I promise things are going to change. But that's also a high hope that it will. But something deep down inside my heart said, I don't think it's gonna. Like, I don't think this is going to change any more than it already is. So it was the point to where, like, when I was getting ready to go in for a shift or go in for work, I dreaded it. Like, you ever just fucking dread? I'm sure you have. Just dreaded having to get changed, drive somewhere, or even take an Uber, right? I would even waste money taking Ubers to work so my family can have a car. And then be there and just be miserable because it's fucking lifeless, right? I'm doing lifeless work. I'm not having fun. I'm not laughing. We're not making jokes. I'm just there pouring and making cocktails, which is the funnest part for me, right? I love making cocktails. I love creating. So me creating different ways to help a customer or a patron have an experience through a cocktail is fucking awesome, right? When they're like, oh my God, this is the best XYZ I've ever had. Well, thank you. You know, it's because I did this and I altered it. Here's the normal recipe, but I've had the balls to change it a little bit. Or I had the balls, like, be creative instead of like, here's the recipe, let's make it this way. Because no, fuck you. I'm going to figure out a different way because I like, you know, based off things, things are not, recipes are not always solid. How do you think they create new drinks? Right, they're pretty much altered from five of the same beverages or five of the same cocktails since like 1938, 18 even. But it's the same structure or same drinks. Everyone just made their own versions of it. And we have now 3,000,000 types of cocktails. But anyway, I just wasn't feeling it. And I was being nice by showing up, right? I was being nice by putting a smile on my face. But it was getting to the point where I was getting hostile and I was looking for reasons to get fired. Where, say, I was looking at a perfect example 2 weeks ago, not even last week. Last week, I'm looking around for someone because I want to leave. Like, it's time for me to leave. And now my brother had to pick me up. So I told him 4 o'clock, latest 4 o'clock, I'll be out. And usually I'm done before that. So I'm walking around looking for a manager so I can give them the money, right? Give them their bank back. And I'm running around for half an hour looking for anyone that's in charge to the point where I screamed in the restaurant 2 times. Does anyone fucking work here anymore? Does anyone fucking work here anymore? That's what I said. Does anyone fucking work here anymore? And then all of a sudden a chef came over, very nice chef. I'm friends with her. And she's like, what's going on? I'm like, I've been trying to leave for the past 30 minutes looking for someone. I have a ride outside for the past half an hour and no one is to be found. It's so pretty much they had their own little meeting in the back of the restaurant that no one knew about. That's the communication behind it. It was like, and I was just fed up. So I kind of worked the rest of the week. And then yesterday, I was supposed to come in this morning. And I just wrote the email, texted everyone that I was done. I quit my job. I just quit it. Now, with that quitting and stop being nice and doing things that I know is correct and right for my heart and my well-being and my mental health comes anxiety. Anxiety, guilt, questions, the unknown. What's going to happen? And that comes with this choice. This is what happens when you make a decision to let go. And yesterday I talked about letting go of the old Pete, the old crank Pete. Right? And today is the start of letting go of everything that I've created to try to supplement who I actually really am. And really getting back down to what it is that I really care about. And what I really care about and enjoy is you guys. And the weights. And changing people and helping people change through fitness. Through talking. Through finding a way to help them better direct themselves to a better life. I don't have a program to sell. I don't have an email list to subscribe to, even though I had thousands of them throughout the years. I'm just letting you know this is the direction that I'm choosing to go with because it's only one that kind of makes sense from me and my life. It was the only thing that makes me extremely content and satisfied that I'm doing something for myself. Sure, I make tons of money slinging drinks. I make tons of money running around for people getting alcohol. It's a great way to make fast money. It's a great way to make money. But if there's no structure for me to do so, now I'm just by myself, not learning anything. And when I stop learning, I'm dead inside. I do not like it. I do not like being stagnant. I do not like disorganization. I do not like the feeling that I'm being taken advantage of. Even though I'm used to it, right? I'm used to it. But now's the time to fucking stop. And that's why I left. That's why I quit being nice. Because I was being nice Pete. And nice Pete likes to stick things out. And nice Pete does not quit. Right? Pete rides it out. That's a big wrestler mentality of me. Do not quit. You do not quit. You do not quit. But there has to be a point where if the thing you're doing does not match the values of your life, you must leave it and let it go. Sure, it pays your bills. Sure, it's your form of fucking life. But you can create something. And I know that I'm going to create so much more because I let go of the time that I've invested in the other job and now can work on myself and now work on the things that really matter to me. I loved it there because of the people. There's nothing I cannot say better than that. I did not hate anyone. I did not care less about anyone. Everyone was very nice to me and cool. But I just didn't feel in my heart that it was going to change. And I know that me trying to change it is going to drain my energy. And I'd rather put my energy into this shit. I'd rather put all my energy back into here, which is why you see me doing video to video to video. If you haven't known so, I'm on my 10th day straight of just doing videos. And that's why I'm doing it. It's really put myself back into this element. And if I take my time and if I just do it half-ass, or if I do this, it's going to be something that doesn't challenge me to do it again and to put the love and effort and the care back into it. Because the more I do it, the more I'm going to learn. By like, oh, maybe this camera was off this way, or I need to use this editing software instead, or I need two cameras to keep people's attention, or I have to put this banner up and do it this way, and I'm going to figure it out. And by doing 100 videos straight in a row in 100 days, I'm going to learn what it is you guys actually care about, what it is keeps you entertained, because it's got to be some, it's infotainment, right? This is the way it's going to be. This is your fucking TV these days. Right, there's no more ABC, NBC unless you're fucking 95. Did you know statistically most kids, Gen Zers, do not watch live TV? They're watching football, it's because they're watching football with someone else that likes it. They'll be watching someone with me, whatever the fuck I am. I'm a Gen Xer, right? They'd be watching football with me live while they'll be on their phone a little bit there, here, and there. Whereas I like watching the Jets play on TV. I like watching the Celtics. I used to watch the Yankees, but I can't fucking stand baseball anymore. I try to watch hockey. It's very difficult. It's too Canadian for me. And booger just came out of my nose. Hold on. But Gen Zers would rather watch highlights the next day or probably the night of on YouTube. You tell me your kids are not learning on YouTube right now. You tell me that you're not pulling something up on YouTube to learn something. You are, right? And that's why I really want to put everything into here, because of this ability to create something. Will it go anywhere? It doesn't matter. It's about the effort to do so and the learning and the process of doing it. But if I was like, maybe I'll make like one or two videos a week, you know, and then now it's not work. Right now it's like me just doing a hobby. It's just me showing up and then doing something to make sure I fill the quota if I feel like it. If I said like I'll do one or two videos a week, I may not even do it. But for me to say I'm going to do 100 videos straight in 100 days. Not just shitty ones, but quality videos. I'm going to learn a lot very fast. Why do you think people do like, hey, here's a 90-day challenge to lose weight? Everyone loves those gimmicks, right? Here's 100 days, do this. 30 days, fucking fat. You can see it everywhere now. Fucking New Year's Eve's coming. New Year's Day. New me, new you. New me, new you. It's more like new thoughts, same person. New ideas, procrastination. I'm going to change, but do nothing about it. That's usually what it sounds like. That's usually what it looks like when we do stuff there. But I quit being nice. And if you think that some point in your life, which might be right now, you might need to quit being nice for the sake of your own mental health, well, then maybe you should put more thought into it and maybe see and come up with a plan on how you can do that. Because to be honest with you, we live one fucking life. And this life is not worth having to deal with bullshit of other people while you're there suffering, trying to please them. If you feel like that is in your values, well, then welcome to the Mental Mobility Podcast. And if you want to watch more videos, check out this playlist here or here. It's somewhere on his box. Thanks for coming out. And now I got to turn away so I could turn the screen off because I do this by myself.